Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hello, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Dix, and I'm talking to Frida Pinto, who brought us the story of Noor Anayat Khan, a princess who became a spy. If you haven't listened to that episode, now is a great time to go back and listen. Hi, Frida. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Frida Pinto, and I am an actress, I produce, and I also identify as an activist. And I'm so excited to be on your podcast.
We are so excited to have you. Can you tell me what that means to you, to identify as an activist?
Oh, yes. I always took action. I was very, I don't think I knew the word, what activist really meant, but I was a very proactive human, even as a child. I felt like I needed to find opportunities to use my talents and the privileges that I enjoy to bring up the shy girls and the girls who were too scared to speak up, or the girls who had talents but were just not sure if they would be accepted.
You fought hard for the rights of girls around the world. Why are you passionate about creating better life experiences for girls?
The answer to that goes back to India, where I grew up. I was taught in school that education and housing and all the basic necessities of life was every child's right. And quite often I would see that that wasn't necessarily the case for a lot of girls. So this one day, I was on my way to my mom's school, and there was this girl at the stoplight. It seemed like she was forced to beg for money. She came to the auto rickshaw where my mom and I were sitting, and I asked her what her name was, and she said her name was Pinky. So I turned and I asked my mother, so why is it that Pinky's not in school and I get the opportunity to go to school? And my mom did not have an answer to that question right then and there. But what she said to me was, if I could have one wish for you, it would be for you to complete your education and then find a way in which you can help girls.
Okay, Frida, if you had to give your younger self some advice, what would it be?
If I had to give my younger self advice, what I have realized now as a 35-year-old woman is that the person I am and the way I am is enough. And I don't need to shape myself to pander to someone else's ideas of who I should be. While there's always room and scope for improvement and self-improvement, I do not have to change myself in order to fit in into someone's idea of who I am.
That is great advice. Noor showed so much bravery over and over again. Can you tell us about a time when you had to be brave?
I think one of the many bravest things that I feel I have done in life in general is to take on this unique challenge as a South Asian girl, as an Indian girl, coming to the West with dreams and ambitions in her eyes and taking on this brand new world with no prior experience or any kind of idea of how to navigate this world, but just like taking this opportunity, striking while the iron's hot and just making the most of this opportunity for myself. Sometimes I wonder if my adult self could ever be as brave as my younger self once upon a time.
That sounds like it took a lot of courage. What advice do you have for the kids of today?
You know, in terms of bravery and talent and confidence and new ideas, young kids, you have it all. It's all within you. But if you can do everything you're doing with a bit of kindness and compassion, then I can promise you, you will be repaid tenfold.
Good advice. Finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
I think what makes me a rebel girl is A, I am not afraid to claim that title. A lot of young girls and a lot of older women as well make excuses sometimes when it comes to claiming and owning their full power and their full potential. And they sometimes make themselves small again in order to fit in. And now as a, like I said, as a 35-year-old woman, I completely claim my power. I celebrate my achievements. I let people know when I have done something that is worth taking note of, because if I don't speak up, then I will never be that person in the room that they will take note of. So I think what makes me a rebel girl is I am completely and utterly in love with who I am. And I always look forward to learning more and improving, but completely, completely and utterly in love with myself. And not in a selfish way.
Thank you, Frida. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Thanks for listening, and stay rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.